Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Now, many teachers and Christians in general claim that those last six words in our proverb refer to one specific thing: he that winneth souls is wise. But one group uses this exclusively in reference to soul winning and evangelism. And that's the one I've heard most often as a Christian for the past 30 years. While the other group says that this deals with winning people over as friends and for business relationships. And neither one of them are totally wrong, but the fact is they're both right. Those who say this originally dealt with winning people over for friendship and business purposes are correct in pointing out that when this proverb was given, there was no gospel ministry as we have today. While it's true that many preachers try to pretend that salvation and the gospel ministry have always been the same, any informed Bible student knows that this isn't true. And you won't find anyone preaching Paul's gospel of 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 in the Old Testament. There are no recorded sermons by the Old Testament prophets preaching repentance toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul said that he did in Acts 20:21. There were no altar calls in the Old Testament in response to that kind of ministry. But the Proverbs are filled with wisdom about personal and business relationships and how to win friends and build your business profile. We're going to see in Proverbs 18:24, it'll begin saying, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." And we've already been told in the 11 chapters that we've already covered in Proverbs how to avoid losing relationships and how to win friends and how to build trust in business, how to avoid losing everything by destroying your reputation and so forth. All that is true, and those who emphasize the application of our text to such relationships are right to do so. But that truth should not be taught to the exclusion of the reality that application in our own dispensation should not be for relationships and friendships and business dealings only, but also for the kingdom of God. That is the Pauline ministry that all believers are to take part in today and right up to the time of the rapture. We preach the gospel by declaring how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that's all laid out for us by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Once we've presented that simple gospel truth, we then call on men to repent and believe the gospel. Again, as Paul says he did in Acts 20:21, telling us that his gospel ministry was to preach that gospel and then testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we preach the gospel and call men to repent and believe that gospel, we must live our lives in such a way as to not be a hindrance to others, but to be the kind of life presented that will draw others to you so that you can speak to them about their need of salvation without obstacles and distractions. Again, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:22 and 23, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you." And despite what some dispensational teachers claim, James agrees with Paul, which is the point that he makes when he urges us to demonstrate our faith by our works, not to be saved, but because we are saved. And like Paul, James urges us to win believers who have gone astray, as we saw in our study of James, where in James 5:19 and 20 we read, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. He that winneth souls is wise, and the wise will take heed and do so for the glory of God."